What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Okay. Yeah. When I met ya, I admit my first thoughts was a trick, but it felt so right that I held on tight. I moved with you, grew with you, studied your changes. At times feeling the pall, others utter amazement. The end to the maze we went. Destination predetermined, like an arranged engagement. Loves came and went, still you stayed my favorite. Steady flirtatious, I covered your bases. Though I can't say I understand all of your phases, or that I find beauty in all of your faces. But we made it this far, so now give me the reins and let me show you where I'm ready to take this. Treat you like something that's sacred, not like some of these makeshift niggas you play with. See, I'm still in love like I used to be. Still writing love letters on them loose leaf sheets. Conversating through the night like who needs sleep. Cause you and me fit so beautifully. But I strive to get closer, tighten my aim. Getting to know you till I feel like you're right in my vein. In a room littered with posters. Ah, fuck that up. Alright.
Bars.
Whatever, we made it. We almost made it through that one. Oh, man. It's been a stressful couple days. But welcome back. This is another episode of What is TWS Podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, and I got with me my brother, Rich Nerd.
Rich Nerd, all day, every day. Man. Unless all you money, then call me Jake.
Oh, man. So what is this? It's like episode
43. Sounds about right.
We middle aged now.
Damn.
We getting up there.
43.
Oh man. So I'm gonna get right into it. It's been a rough couple of days. We missed the episode on Monday. I've been dealing with a sick toddler. She's a toddler now. It's amazing, Rich, how you go from like how you spend 35 years never being thrown up on. And then in the course of 16 months, I've lost count of how many times I've been thrown up on.
Damn.
And it's getting like serious now. Like at first it was just like all breast milk, you know, it was like, oh, you know, she threw up on you. No big thing. But now it's like actual throw up. Like it got that throw up smell to it. And it's like chunky.
I feel like that would make me throw up.
It's
got to deal with it.
It's amazing to me how like, you know, how instantly, like, you just become numb and okay with it. Like, I know she's got to throw up. I'm like, come here, you know, you're going to, you know, rest on daddy's shoulder and go ahead and throw up down my back. That's what makes it easier for you. That's what's more comfortable for you. So, yeah, I've become a pro right now at getting thrown up on.
Throw up.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. My wife and I made that agreement when we, before she was born, that I would handle all throw up and she would handle all number twos.
Do you regret it yet?
I only regret it because there's been no stick-to-itiveness to the agreement. I think I've changed several number twos. I've been shitted on already. But the throw up hasn't gotten to be too bad.
Too crazy. Well, that's the good thing.
I mean, I know it's coming. When she gets older and starts throwing up, it's going to get even worse.
See, I can deal with the throw up. I can deal with the poop. What kills me is blood. If there's no blood. I'm good. I hate it. Listen, if you bleeding from a paper cut, I don't want to see it. I can't deal with blood. All of that other stuff, you can pretend it's a movie, fake bodily fluids and crap. I'm good.
Now, you can pretend it's a movie to that.
There's no wound.
To that smell hit you.
Yeah.
That smell hit you. Yeah. Nah, this is real. It just got real. But yeah, I mean, even worse, that like the hardest part about it is watching her recover. Like she threw up, you know, for like a good, I don't know, 12, 16 hours straight, like just, you know, couldn't hold anything down, not even Pedialyte. And then now she's trying to come back. She's got like no energy. She's just a rag doll. She just, you know, you try to pick her up. It's like she's just completely limp.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm waiting to get my little girl back. As much as I complain about her running around here, getting into everything and putting fingerprints on the TV, I would kill to see her running up, putting her nasty little hands on my television right now. But that's been my couple of days. That's not much of a rant, but that's all I got. That's all the energy I got right now. Rich, what's going on with you?
Not much. I had a few rants, and it's actually going to lead into the first topic that we wanted to talk about today. It don't make no goddamn sense. You know, everybody out here, everybody's on a no shaming movement, and in saying no shaming, I mean, that's still shaming in and of itself. Then with so much going on in the world, it's like you damn near can't voice your opinion on anything. You can't say anything in fear of offending someone else.
Right.
But in keeping with not saying something because you're going to offend someone else, you know, you're being shut out and made to be quiet yourself. You know, so where do you draw the line? And so I just think it's BS. And I've been watching this whole K-Dot thing unfold for the past couple of days. So, you know, I just wanted to pick your brain about it. I don't know if you saw it or not. Just wanted to see what you thought about it. Friggin' So K-Dot released a video for Humble. And his video, you know, he mentions his appreciation for a natural woman, be it if she's makeupless and has stretch marks, any of that. You know, he says that he loves it. You know, he appreciates it. And now feminists are attacking him for it. So I don't get it. Somebody says, you know, you got to be skinny and big boobs, you get attacked. Somebody says you got to have your hair done, you get attacked. So he says, you don't need none of that, I'm good how you are, and he gets attacked. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? What are you supposed to say?
Nothing. You're not supposed to say nothing ever. Never. If you have an opinion, keep it to yourself. Now, I mean, I guess that's what I like about having the podcast is, you know, here's my forum to say whatever I want. It's my podcast, my company. You don't have to listen to it. I hope you do. But I get to say whatever I want to say. I don't get it. I don't know. I really don't know. K-Dot likes stretch marks, you know, or, you know, he doesn't have a problem with stretch marks. I mean, so what is the thing? Like, you know, so by saying he likes natural, that's shaming people who...
And the feminists are against them.
Who try hard. So basically, you can't ever say anything about what you prefer can't talk a about, woman to look like.
You, as a man, you can't air your preference. Even if my preference is saying that you don't got to do nothing. I'm saying, I just come over. That's it. Wake up. Boom. I love you.
Yeah.
Just the way you are. I'm not saying I hate people with makeup. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't do this. I'm not saying you should do this. What I'm saying is, if it's your preference not to, you don't have to.
Because I'm good.
I'm good. Don't. I'm removing myself from the equation. If you're going to do it for you, fine. Don't do it for me. But then even when saying that is, oh, so why would you assume that I was doing it for you? You know, there's always going to be an argument. And I just don't get it because it's all bullshit. If I say to my wife, my fiance, my girlfriend, my significant other, whoever in the world, you know what? I appreciate you for who you are. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
I don't see why that should be looked down upon or frowned upon. It makes no good goddamn sense in the world.
It just goes to show that no matter what you do,
people want
to
fight.
There's going to be somebody who doesn't like. So you just got to be good with you. Like I think this just proves what he was trying to say with the line. Like, you know, you can put on all the makeup in the world and somebody's going to like it and somebody's not going to like it. I'm telling you what I like, you know, me telling you what I like, somebody's going to like it. Somebody's not going to like it.
Yeah.
I got to be cool with that. I got to be cool with what I like and feeling confident enough to say it and not care what the backlash is. I mean, that's, you know, it's a record. You
shit don't make no sense.
You play it or you don't, you buy it or you don't, you dance to it or you don't. At the end of the day, you know,
The tweets were all over the place. People were calling him shallow and harmful.
They called him shallow. Because
yeah, so somebody got on Twitter and said, Kendrick has a rather patronizing, shallow way of looking at situations relating to women. I wish I can tell him about himself. And then another person says, he neglects to voice any care for how women feel about their bodies and speaks on his own selfish sexual desires. How is that my own selfish sexual desire?
But how, I mean, how is he supposed to speak on how women feel about themselves?
Exactly. And this is the thing. It's going to be an argument no matter how you phrase it. So all I'm doing is removing myself from it. Babe, I love you. No matter what you do, if you don't want to do this, don't. I don't want you to feel like you have to succumb to some false, idealistic vision of what beauty should be because you may feel that's what I want because that's what society's projecting.
Whatever made you think that I did this stuff because that's what you wanted.
You can't say shit.
You think it's all about you?
Can't say nothing either way. Feminists or whoever the case may be, they're gonna. And some of these people are self-proclaimed feminists that are saying this. That is why I said it. I'm not trying to label anybody a feminist. But if somebody says I'm a feminist, this is what it is. That's how I'm gonna address it. I just think don't make no good in them sense.
As a man right now, just don't comment on women one way or another.
You can't say shit.
Can't say nothing.
And it used to be the rule was, all right, you can comment on an item, but you can't comment about the person directly or specifically. That was the rule to get you out of trouble. You know, you can't say, you know, Brenda, you look nice in that sweater, or that sweater looks nice on you. You can say, Brenda, that's a nice sweater. Now it's so skewed that you can't even say that's a nice sweater. I can't even acknowledge the sweater because the sweater is touching you, and by extension, I'm commenting on you.
So just don't acknowledge.
What if my wife likes sweaters with bows on it, and you got a sweater on with a bow on it? So I want to be like, hey, where'd you get that sweater? It's a nice sweater. No, HR case. That shit don't make no sense.
I don't know.
Society's too far.
It's a dope song. I like the song. I think
Humble is good.
Yeah, I like that he kind of did the back to back thing, cause
yeah,
like he did the what is
four?
The heart four, mm-hmm. yeah, and then
that was pretty, yeah, like I've played song. That yeah. a bunch of times now, and that what he give them? What did he give it to the seventh?
Yeah, yeah, seven. That's I'm right around.
Hit that tomorrow? Yeah. Shit, I hope. No, that ain't tomorrow. It's that Saturday. So I'm hoping I wake up at the end of the week and there's another secret K-Dot drop, because that shit. Shut these motherfuckers up.
Give somebody else something to complain about. All right, so it would then piggybacking off of that, because you get in trouble for saying whatever, and now K-Dot has the Twitter army on him. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, seems like he's been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but see, this is the inverse. It's okay for this motherfucker. He's got sexual... I guess misuse case, like saying what he wants to people, doing what he wants, sexual misappropriation, inappropriation, whatever the case may be. And Fox has bailed his ass out on under the table payments, about $13 million worth of under the table payments in like five cases against Bill O'Reilly for women saying he's been inappropriate. You know, made sexual advances or inappropriate movements or physicalities or verbiage or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And Fox is like, yeah, well, you know, he might have grabbed your ass and said he wanted to spank it, but he made us a lot of money last week. You know, a million viewers instantly tune in as soon as his show comes on. So, you know, should we reprimand him for calling you a bitch, or should we just take this money? Fox chose to pay off his suits and take the money.
I mean, because it's now been like a proven fact that that kind of stuff doesn't kill his audience. His audience doesn't care about that.
They give no fucks.
But I'm looking at the advertisers that have pulled out of the show because of this, and they seem like some big names. We got what, Mercedes Benz,
yeah. I mean, Hyundai, profitable ones, some prominent ones, but
BMW, T. Rowe Price. Allstate, they're losing some business because they, yeah. I mean, what is this show? This show must
the O'Reilly factor.
Yeah, what is? I mean, what I'm saying, what are the other advertisers? What kind of advertising revenue is coming in for this show that you can lose names like that
and be okay?
It's crazy stuff. I don't know. But we don't have no advertisers to lose. We get to say what we want to say.
This goes to show. This is people like this advocating for a motherfucking Bill O'Reilly are the same motherfuckers who put Trump in office.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. It's a crazy world we live in. It's a mad crazy world. I don't know, man. I just want to listen to Kendrick Lamar songs and enjoy my life.
I'm telling you, if the week ends and he got a secret album that drops, I'm good. I'm good. Rock out to that shit for a little minute. I still didn't finish the whole Drake album because it was like, eh.
I'm not feeling that. Like, when I originally heard about the album, I heard somebody say he had gotten back to, like, the rap. Like, he had gotten back to rapping. And then I played it, and I got, like, maybe halfway through it, and it's like, this is like a fake pop reggae album. It's a lot of R&B songs. I was a big Drake fan. Like, I was a big mixtape Drake fan. Like, Comeback Season, mm-hmm. and I can't even remember the names of all the albums. Was it Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, or whatever? That wasn't the name of the album, but
I've never been a big, like, songs here and there, a few tracks here and there. I've never been like a listen to a whole Drake album from front to back,
yeah.
Love it kind of dude. Renee, she loves some Drake. I don't know why.
But now, so the mixtapes, like, I don't know what it is about Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne has a way of morphing artists into. Maybe I'm wrong for giving Lil Wayne the blame, but I think Nicki Minaj was an actual, like, rapper before she came to Young Money, and now she's like a cartoon character or whatever. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
is
they got now. Like alter egos and yeah. Personas and shit.
And like Drake was killing it. Like, I remember, mm-hmm. When I first heard him, and Reg was one of the first people that was playing, Drake for me, and it was like one of those, like, motivational thing, like, listen to this dude, Flan, you gotta get your bars up, and I was like the guy to aspire to, but now I'm not feeling this.
Yeah, I'm not too much into it. Like I said, I've never really been a Drake fan. That's one of them things, though, people start hating on you, like, why the fuck you don't fuck with Drake? Let's fuck Drake.
If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean it. I'm hating. That's a common line.
All right, so before we go into our next one, because I know we got some serious ones coming up. So I saw this online, heard it earlier, and it got me thinking because I was like, So I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and Yee was talking about how she was basically at the store, and she went to go buy a phone case, and she put the phone case on her phone. It was looking good. She's like, you know what? I'm about to treat myself. And she thought it cost one price, and it was completely out of left field. About three times more the price.
Okay.
So basically, she's in a Louis store. She picks up a phone case for her iPhone. She's thinking a phone case is going to be like about $300, $400. And she's like, well, I mean, that's a lot of money in and of itself for a phone case, but it's a Louis Vuitton phone case, so I'm going to buy it. So she gets to the front. It's already on her phone. She's about to check out. And I'm like, all right, your total is going to be $1,300. So she's like, well, I mean, it's too late. It's already on my phone. I'm already here. No, I don't want to look weird. So I'm at the point of no return. I got to go ahead and just pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, like, have I ever been pressured into, like, paying for shit that might have been too much money or too expensive? And I feel like a few times, like, I have.
I definitely have.
It's one of those things. Like, it's like, damn, I don't want to look like I don't got it, even though I don't got it. Right. But I don't want to look like I don't got it. I don't want to too worry.
I just spent $103 on magazine subscriptions because... Brandon came and you saw the store, the fucking sticker on my door. Some 30-year-old looking teenager came here this morning selling magazine subscriptions, so he can better his life or whatever, get off the streets. I don't know. I don't know why I'm a sucker for them things, but they get me all the time. I've contributed to so many charities, and I don't mean it to sound like I wouldn't contribute to charities if you didn't like catch me on the street and pressure me into it. But it's like you say, like, I catch you on the street, now you don't have, $5, for Amnesty International. I'm like,
And sometimes it's not even the fact that you don't have it. It's just the fact that that wasn't on your scope. You might have been wanting to go do something else.
Right.
Like, oh, I got this money. I'm trying to go buy my Nintendo Switch. do you need a Switch? Because, you know, you can donate to me today. That's not going to benefit me. And I hate to be selfish like that. Okay. But sometimes you have other stuff you want to do with your money. It's not just charity. You go to a restaurant and you be like, well, you know, we about to go chill out. Oh, we popping bottles? No, we ain't popping motherfucking bottles. I'm not buying bottles to feed you. The amount of money you paying for two bottles, you can pay rent for. You know, so it's like I would rather spend the money on something else. But reality is sometimes you get pressured.
Yeah. Especially if they put the like before I got married, if they put the cute girl out there, and she, you know, mm-hmm. I gotta pull a card off of her. I gotta be like, all right, yeah, you know, whatever for the kids, you know, I love the kids.
You're going to a store for a shirt, and the cute girl ring you up. Now you got a mm-hmm. matching pair of jeans, a sweater, two pair of shoes, and a hat to complete the outfit.
Now the joint used to get me all the time is Nordstrom. All right, going to Nordstrom and be looking at something, and I remember I was looking at some Cole Haan shoes one day, and I asked the dude, you know, to bring me out a pair of my size. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me, he's like, you know, these are, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. I was like, motherfucker, I didn't ask you how much they cost. Yeah. I asked you to go get
some shoes. See, that's the other ones when you shop back. For spite.
Right. And so now I got to buy them so I can show you that I got the money
to buy them,
to shop here. Because you had to tell me what the price was, and all I was asking was to try them on.
I wonder if they do that as a ploy because they feel like
this will get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. If he did, he's a fucking genius, and shout out to you, man. You made a sale that day. I would never buy nothing else from you, punk ass, but
Here's another black guy. They're ballers. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to show out. He's going to buy these.
Those are some nice shoes, though.
I mean, I love all of my Cole Haans. They're hella comfortable, so. But yeah, I saw that online, and I started thinking, like, damn, got him.
Yeah, I've been pressured into buying stuff, but I'm trying to get better. I got to think about my daughter. I don't know. What we got next? I got to try to get my energy up. Like, I've been thrown up on so many goddamn times. You don't understand.
All right, so I saw you had posted this, and we were talking about it a little bit, and I wanted to hit on it because I saw it online. I really didn't dig into it too much, but then I was like, God damn, this is some tragic shit. The man that was in prison for 31 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Come to find out, he was wrongly in prison for 31 years, finally gets released. They send him on his way with the clothes on his back,
$75. $75. And then it took him like 3 weeks to get to $75 because he was given a check and he had no ID. So it's he had to get ID so just so he could cash the check. Cash his $75 check for 31 years in jail. So I guess when you dig into it, the issue is, and this is how they get you. Like, once they get you in the system, they know they got you in the system, mm-hmm. and they can do whatever they want to you. So he hasn't been formally exonerated. So he's been released from jail because the DNA evidence proves that he didn't do it. He didn't commit the rape. But while he was in prison, he was told by his lawyer during one of his appeals that the only chance you have of getting out of here early is if you admit to something. So at some point in prison, he admitted to the robbery.
Just to get out.
Thinking that would increase his chances of getting out early. So they're
not admitting the shit.
So they're not fully exonerating him. Because he's admitted to the robbery, even though he didn't. I mean, he's saying he didn't commit the mm-hmm. robbery. He was just trying to get out of jail. But, yeah, man, $75, 31 years. And the parole board recently just unanimously voted not to exonerate him. They're saying they have no strong evidence of his innocence. That's basically what they're saying, because he admitted to the crime. And he had, like, 90-some-odd... what do you call them? Infractions while he was in prison. So that got me to thinking, like, had you not put a man in jail for 31 years,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't be in there assaulting other inmates or doing whatever he had to do to, like, you created a criminal. Like, you created someone, you put somebody in a situation where they had to commit these acts to survive, and now you're punishing them for being in that situation when they should have never been in that situation. But here we are, like, you know, they're holding it against him that he has all these infractions and won't compensate him for the years of wrongful imprisonment. But really, they created that person. And then you see this, you know, over and over again, even for guys who, you know, who weren't wrongfully in prison. They went, mm-hmm. you know, for something they actually did. But you get out 31 years later, what are you supposed to do? Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, this guy is wrongfully in prison, so I feel like he needs the compensation because there is no life for him now. He's 60-some-odd yeah. years old.
And and the crazy shit is he petitions for $1 million, which, by the way, is still nothing.
It's nothing.
In the grand scheme of things, he'd have made that how many times over? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? $1 million for 31 years of your life, and they're like, all right, we see your million. Here's 75. That's just some bullshit. And I'm glad more stories are coming out like this, because maybe they'll force a change in the system. You know, this is one more in a long line, like that Khalif Browder story, which is, frankly, more fucking bullshit. Jay-Z actually just executive produced, a documentary of his story to put it out there to gain traction and gain awareness. I had read about that some years ago, and I actually saw a few of the interviews that he held. Basically, in 2010, he was arrested for a crime that he did not commit, and imprisoned in Rikers at the age of 16 because he didn't have, you know, the money to back him up, and he didn't have lawyers and all of that stuff. He's basically sent to jail. You know, shit ruined his life. Mentally, he was never able to come back from it. Try to commit suicide several times and finally ended up passing away. And the shit was tragic. He was 22 years old when he died. Life taken from him because he was falsely accused of a crime. The shit is crazy. Are there any apologies? No. Does the state ever admit that they're wrong? No, it's fucking bullshit. Yeah, no, here goes this man. 31 fucking years. He was arrested. He's been in jail illegally for almost the same time that I've been on this earth.
Yeah.
So looking at the amount of stuff that I've accomplished from birth until now, imagine just losing that.
The time is just
$1 million does not cover it. Not cover it. There is no monetary amount to even think of getting this guy's life back. But the goddamn the bidding doesn't start at $1 million.
$75.
How old is he now?
He's in his 60s.
What the fuck is he gonna do?
He got no work history, no skills.
For 30 plus years, he went to jail early 30s. He's been in jail for 30 plus fucking years. It's too late. It's too late. Even though he didn't do the crime, it's too late for him to learn any trades. It's clearly too late for him to put away anything for Social Security, retirement, pension. He's going to be one of those guys that's 87 years old, God forbid, still working at McDonald's or fast food or trying to get any job that they can to make ends meet. And I hate when I see people like that when I'm out. And I don't want to be one of those people feeling like you have to work for the rest of your life to make ends meet because you can't survive because of the way the government treats you. It's fucking bullshit.
But yeah, man, it's just a fucked up situation, especially for him, you know, a person who didn't commit the crime. But again, I say for guys who do go to prison for crimes they did commit, you know, when you just let them out in the world with nothing. Like,
and that's the other thing. You don't set them up for success and they get mad if somebody falls into the bad habits. Like, mind you, you got people like Bill O'Reilly who are admitting and are who we know he committed the crime. And you say, $13 million for a cover-up. You pay $13 million to cover up this man's sexual assault cases, and this man gets $75 for a sexual assault case that he didn't commit?
Right. Which means that if he spent 31 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit, someone was free for 31 years,
yeah.
You know, having had committed that crime, and he gets $75. So, I don't know. But that's in the state of Tennessee, and what else is going on in Tennessee?
I didn't even make the connection about it till I just looked at it, actually. Motherfucking Kane, ex-WWE star, apparently wants to run for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
That's some scary shit. I've never even heard him speak. Does he?
The whole beginning of his career, he didn't speak, and then he was Kane's brother, and then He wasn't Kane's brother, and I don't know, not Kane, Undertaker's brother. All I know is now apparently he speaks and he wants to be in politics. Ain't that some shit?
I don't know what Jesse Ventura did it. Maybe Kane could do it.
So what? What? And Schwarzenegger. So you're at a town meeting, and everything doesn't go your way. Like, does he chokeslam you? So you're not going to vote against this shit, huh? Right. I'm not repealing nothing. Chokeslam your ass from the top rope. That's some crazy shit. It's like anybody can get any job they want, except a black man. A black man, you can't do it.
Yeah, how come Junkyard Dog never ran for office or something? That was my man back in the day. That was crazy, like the only wrestling action figure mm-hmm. I had with Junkyard Dog.
You know what this also reminded me of? Fucking, did you see? I know you saw it. I don't even know I'm acting. The Dave Chappelle stand-ups?
Yes.
I don't care what nobody says. Dave Chappelle is one of the funniest motherfuckers you will ever watch.
He's brilliant. Like when you just
the shit he says, and see, we were watching it, and I told Renee, Dave Chappelle is what I want TWS to be.
Yeah,
like I want us to get to that point. He's unapologetically an asshole to everyone.
To everyone.
Fuck it. And you can't get, how do you get mad? You can get mad, but how do you get mad? He's not singling anyone out. Yeah. He equally goes after everyone, and he's like, fuck it. And you can't say shit because it's real, and he's saying what you want to say. When he said that shit about Flint.
I'm saying like he encapsulated in those specials what I think we had been talking about for a couple of episodes straight when he was like, you know, I'm okay with you being whatever you want to be, but how much of a part do I have to play in your self-image? You know, mm-hmm. how much of a part do I have to play in your self-image? I always think it's amazing how like comedians have that mm-hmm. ability to take these complex issues and reframe them, you know, and make it and simplify it and make it funny. But yeah, all weekend I've been hitting Tammy with that.
I'm such a sneeze.
He rapes, but he saves. And he saves way more than you.
And when I saw that shit, I saw it, and like the whole time I was like, Rich, don't laugh. Rich, don't laugh. And Renee is looking at me and she's like, you gonna laugh. Right. That shit was motherfucking funny.
It was fun.
I don't, and then the whole, you know what? Flint needs water. But God damn it, I'm not the one who can give it to him. I'm going to go to the office. Like, the fuck? And I felt bad because we've been advocating for it because they do need water, which by the way, they're going to get. But it's like at the same time.
You can invite it to the Oscars.
What do you do?
What you going to do?
What do you do? That shit. I'm sorry. That shit was funny.
Yeah, what do you say? When you be like, you know, I'm hungry. And the people be like, it's starving people in Africa. He's like, and I'm still want lunch.
That line was fucking funny. I'm sorry, I had to bring it up.
Yeah, all
if you haven't seen it,
he rapes, but he saves.
If you haven't seen it, you gotta watch that Dave Chappelle stand up series on Netflix. That man is a genius. I'm gonna start petitioning from now, Dave. Please do the show. We gotta have you on the White Pants Society. We gotta have you on the What Is TWS part. That's it. If we get Dave Chappelle, I don't never again need another guest on the show. We get Dave Chappelle to do this motherfucking show.
You know what the cool thing about it is that I can tell Elise years from now that she was at that show in Austin. And Tammy was pregnant mm-hmm. with her, and we were off to the, I don't know, I guess his right side of the mm-hmm. stage. She was at that. Elise, I'm like, look, we're gonna watch this comedy special, and you're going to laugh and tell your friends you were there.
That man is a genius. He needs more respect for his craft. And anybody who says right now Dave Chappelle is not top five, you're an asshole. He is. You're an asshole.
I mean, if you ask any of the people that people would say top five,
they would say Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's funnier than me.
And that's the crazy shit. That's the fucking crazy shit. Because I know I feel like 8 out of 10 people right now will probably say Kevin Hart is the man. Kevin Hart is the funniest motherfucker. and he doing it. And not to take nothing away from Kevin Hart, he is a funny motherfucker.
But if you ask Kevin Hart,
Dave motherfucking, if you ask Kevin Hart, oh nah, Dave Chappelle got it. Yeah. Dave Chappelle motherfucking got it. Another one that people sleep on, Chris Rock. Chris Rock is a funny motherfucker.
Yeah. So did you see? Did you hear about them doing the show together? I forget where they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that was, but they banned cell phones and stuff like that. So there will be no footage. You had to have been there.
Well, what else got me too was the O.J. Simpson stories.
Oh yeah.
And then some of his after reaction is true. Like, see, I'd be torn if O.J. was like, "Can I do the show?" So it's like, I don't know if I want OJ on the show. You know, that's one of the things.
Hey, we had to do it remotely. I don't know if I want to be in a room.
Yeah, I don't know if we are at the stage in our show where we can survive an OJ Simpson scandal.
Our audience is too flimsy right now.
But I will say that 8 to 9 out of 10 black people, I will say 9.9%. out of 10 black people that I meet say OJ did it.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people who wholeheartedly believe. I know black people who will say OJ didn't do it if you gave him $10 and they had to read it off a cue card. But we don't know he did it. God damn it, I wish that one wasn't ours.
But at the same time, he ran for 10,000 yards. Can't take that away from.
Damn.
All right. What else we got? I got to look at this article real quick because it.
The GIF one?
Man, it's not even making sense. I keep reading it like, what the fuck does this mean?
So basically, this guy knew the person, his friend, was epileptic, got into a tiff with him or some shit like that. I can't believe I said tiff. Anyway, they had some sort of disagreement. He ain't like the guy. So he purposely wanted to injure the guy. So he sends the guy a GIF on his phone with some flashing lights and pictures and shit like that, purposely trying to induce epileptic seizure. He's like, "Oh, yo, you want to argue with me? All right, boom." And he puts together a GIF on his phone of flashing lights so the dude can open up the GIF and see the motherfucking flashing lights.
Oh,
nigga, who thinks of some shit like that?
Hey. Hey, that is petty level 1,000 right there. Though.
That's that shit is in the text he says, "You know what? You deserve a seizure for your post, for the post that he made that the guy didn't agree with." He says, "You deserve a seizure." So the dude is here and he gets a text and is like, he gets a message and is like, "You deserve a seizure." It's like, what do you mean it's over seizure? What the fuck are you talking about? Click. Like, I'm going to hell for that one. My bad. But still, that's fucked up. And because you know, and the sad part is, the guy definitely did have a seizure. Like, he fucking opened the shit and definitely did have it. He lived, but he definitely had a fucking seizure. And then what's crazy about it, I'm going to hell for this one too, is like, when you call the cops now and you're like, "This is what happened," and the cop is like, "Show me." Like, it's like, how do you prove it unless you look at it again? So, but anyway, the courts agreed that the GIF in question can indeed be deemed a deadly weapon. This man just got charged for an attempted murder case, and the weapon was a GIF that he used to cause an epileptic seizure.
Okay, hold on. I got I'm being summoned. Let me try to pause this. All right, people. I have to tell you what that was all about. So I'm flabbergasted. So you know I got a sick child, and we're sitting there recording, and I get a message on my computer that says important. We're like 84. Exclamation points. So, you know, I quickly exit the episode. Damn near break my neck running up the stairs to see, make sure everything's okay with my wife and child. And I get upstairs. Do you know what the emergency was, Rich?
Needed the remote?
Nah, what? Luckily, it was slightly more important than that. But my wife went to the grocery store earlier this morning. And apparently she left the frozen items on the couch downstairs. And just remembered. And so I needed to put things, the frozen items in the freezer.
Stop everything.
Stop everything. Kill the episode. Stop everything. Run up here. Risk your life.
Was it like the type of frozen items that leak, like ice cream and...
It was some gelato, and I would have been highly upset about the gelato and then some frozen peas, but...
But them peas would have made it.
It was like 2 bags of frozen peas and some gelato. So that's what that was. So I hate to interrupt. I don't even remember what we were talking about, Rich. But we were talking about the gift, the deadly weapon. Deadly weapon as a gift.
Speaking of frozen stuff, and I'm going to go right back to the gift.
All
right. Motherfucking, do you get to eat any other gelato and ice cream that comes in your house?
I actually do. I normally buy two. One flavor for me. I know she likes the pistachio, so I get her the pistachio. And then I'm between the sea salt caramel and the cookies and cream. And that's my, like, I would just bring it in here, like, while I'm editing or doing something, and just...
See, I try that. Like, Renee really likes the pistachio. I like the sea salt caramel. That shit is good as fuck. The Talenti, right? Yeah, those are good as fuck. I like that one. That coconut, whatever one is like, oh, okay, but the butter pecan and those are really good too. It's like, all right.
Here's your key lime pie one too. Yeah. That's real good.
So I'm like, here's yours. Here's mine. Yeah. She'll be like, thank you. You know, she open hers, eat hers. If I don't eat mine,
it's gone.
Within like a 24 to 36 hour time span, it's gone. So I'm like, all right, it keeps disappearing. I'll go in there now, you know, eat like a few spoons of it. But then it'll be late, or I'm about to eat dinner, or I'll do whatever. I just honestly don't feel like eating it anymore. I'm like, all right, let me throw this in the fridge. I got me a good snack for tomorrow. And she doesn't say anything. Never catch it. Like, don't know. It'll be like 3 days later. I'll be eating some plain chips. We'd be about to watch a movie. Oh shit! I'm gonna get my motherfucking butter pecan. Go in there. Shit be gone. She'd be like, remember the other day when you worked late? I'm sorry. The fuck? Well, you can't call me and tell me you're about to eat it. I could have read up by now.
Right,
you were going to do it, you couldn't replace it. We got Amazon or Prime Delivery. That's Prime how I now, bought it in the first place.
Prime Now is my savior.
God damn it. If you knew you was going to eat it while you was eating it, you should have been on Prime Now ordering a replacement. I did it. I had groceries and shit get to the house at 7 o'clock this morning. I was already gone. She opened up the door, got the grocery. You can't replace my ice cream. I replace your shit.
Ain't that the worst, though, when you at work and that's the thought that's getting you through the day?
It's getting the last couple of hours. That's what got me through. I wanted my butter pecan.
I'm about to tear this gelato up.
God damn.
Man, like how far have we made it as black people that we too, you know, we too black youths, I consider us still youths.
Yeah, I ain't that old.
From the East Coast, and we having a conversation about gelato. You ever thought you'd make it this far?
I mean, and
it's a long way from the ice cream truck, though.
Exactly, and I mean, I'm proud of my guy. I mean, I could come home taking 13 shots like the dude used to do back in the day because I'm so frustrated. I'm not coming home to drink. I'm not coming home to get lifted. I'm not coming home to be belligerent. I want to come home and enjoy a few scoops of motherfucking butter pecan ice cream.
I could tell a story, but I'd get in trouble for it. So I'm not. I want to tell the story too, but nah, I don't need the beef right now. I don't need the beef.
Shit crazy. Yeah. I should go home and drink a beer. I ain't even got no beer in the house. God damn it. That's what Amazon needs. They need a beer delivery.
Yeah, I think that there's a... I don't know if you guys are out here now, but what was the one I used to use? Mini bar?
I do something. Mini I hate bar stopping at HEB in traffic trying to get a case of beer or something. It's too much work.
Yeah. No, I'm team sober life right now. I have my first probation visit on the 18th. I got to take off the morning because my probation officer only does appointments from 10 to 12 on like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Of course they do.
So I got to take off like half a day to go to probation and then go to work. But a condition of your probation is that you must remain gainfully employed. They don't make it easy though.
No.
I'm not complaining though. I'm not complaining. I'm not in jail.
But yeah, so I just had to mention that because it was like, what? But
It's the life we chose, man.
Basically. But yeah, that gift shit was fucking ridiculous.
That's
fucking ridiculous.
That is the level of pettiness that I aspire to. I don't know that I would have had the forethought to be like, you know what? I'm gonna send this nigga a gift.
Like, who? I still can't believe, like, who? Why would you? And then what's crazy is no one, like, who would find out about the crime?
Yeah.
Like, God forbid that dude passed away. Like, what would, like,
so what if it had been like a Snapchat? Can you send a gift on a Snapchat? I don't do Snapchat. Could.
I don't know.
Could they disappear after a certain amount of time?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know enough about Snapchat to know the rules.
Yeah, I could
imagine, like, you know what I mean? Like, what if that should happen and a guy, God forbid, died? So now everybody's trying to check out leads and shit. So they look at his phone and it's like, oh, well, you know, he had beef with this one guy. And the guy says, you know, you deserve to have a seizure or whatever. How would they have known, you know what I mean? That's
what caused it.
Unless they were there to know that this is what he died of and this specifically caused it. Because what if the message was no longer open? He dropped his phone. The phone is locked. All that. God damn it.
We'd have had another Applegate thing where the government is... Like, we need you to unlock the phone. We're not unlocking the phone.
It's like, damn, it's petty, but it's like, is it ingenious or it's like...
It's ingenious level pettiness.
That's some petty shit.
If you ask me, he had to have this... He had this in his pocket for years.
Yeah, he knew. Like, you...
You know, if you ever fuck with me, I got the message typed already. All I got to do is hit send. He had this in his pocket. For a minute. You don't come up with that on it. You don't come up with that in anger. You can't be upset and think of some shit like that.
It's like soon as he got pissed off at that nigga, all he kept thinking about was Kanye's album. Flashing. Lights, lights, lights. He's like, I want my Kanye shit. That's what I'm sorry. Right. I don't mean it, people. That's next level petty. We're going to go on, but I think that's just next level petty.
Shout out to that dude. That is salute to you, sir.
So I saw this case online. I don't even have all of the facts to this case yet. I just briefly read it and I was like, what the fuck? So apparently a lady got into a tiff, a squabble, issue with her boyfriend, baby daddy. And she called the cops. Cops came out to assess the situation. They basically didn't do anything. They put the guy in handcuffs, put him in a squad car, ultimately let the guy go. The lady kept calling the cops. There was a rumor that said that the cops told her to stop calling them, but apparently now they're saying the cops told a third party to stop calling. Either way, somebody's reporting the crime and you tell the people to stop calling the motherfucking cops. 3 hours later, the man who the cops were called on and the woman tried to report to the cops killed her and her son. I call you to defend me. You come out here. You feel like nothing's going on. I'm telling you I'm scared for my life. I'm telling you some shit is going down. I'm telling you the shit is escalating. I keep calling you back to back to back to back to back. You're telling my peoples to stop calling. You're telling me to stop calling. Now I'm dead.
All right. Hey, so the dude... He came out with an AK.
Yeah.
Forced his way back into the house.
That's a...
Good. Man. That is...
It's like I'm kind of at a loss for words because it's like, what do you say about something? And I call you to protect me. This is your job. You feel that there's nothing to be scared of. I'm telling you this man is a danger. He's threatening my life and now my life is done. Like, what do the cops do after this? Like, what do you do to those officers in question? Oh, you know, they made the right choice and blah, blah. No, the fuck they didn't. It's obvious they didn't make the right choice.
Yeah, it's a little upsetting when you have, you know, as many accounts of unarmed men being shot and killed by the police, and when we actually do need you to come out and intervene in a situation, you don't, and it leads to something like this. And it's like this. So not only did he murder the woman and her son, he also injured a bystander and a high school student who was outside waiting on the bus.
So, I mean, this shit is crazy. And then, I'm reading the comments on the article, and the majority of the comments are saying, no, he never called The cop never told her to stop calling. He told somebody else. In the grand scheme of things, is that what really matters right now? The man shot the woman and her kid and injured bystanders. Does it matter if the cop, that part of the story, everybody's glossing over the fact that the man still killed two people and injured two others. Our society is, oh man, completely de-fucking sensitized. There's no humanity.
That's a messed up story. I don't even have anything. I guess the gun control people don't want to hear about this one.
Oh, no.
Where do people... I live a sheltered life, Rich. I live a sheltered life.
And as crazy as some of these people don't have licenses, so how do you just come up on an AK? How do you meet somebody to buy an AK? How do you carry... It's a fucking... You know how big an AK is?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it in movies. That's my frame of reference. I've never seen one in real life, but... A fucking AK?
Yeah, I live a sheltered life. I had my probation assessment where they have to assess, like, you know, what kind of risk I am or whatever. And they asked me about drug use and everything. They asked me about weed. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've smoked, but, you know, I've never purchased it. I wouldn't even know how to go about purchasing. I don't know who to talk to. You know, how you even bring that up in the conversation.
It's one of those things, that's, huh?
And it's like, so I don't even know how to buy weed. More or less an AK.
That's my thing. How do you broach the conversation about buying an AK? How do you feel comfortable enough with anybody on any level? Yo, my brother, I need an AK. I see coworkers at work talking about smoking. At what point did you get to where you felt like you can talk about smoking or any other kind of drug with a coworker? And then how do you decide who's going to say it first? Like, what if he was like, I used to smoke crack. And then your coworker was like, oh, really? Not me. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people kill me. I can't. That's some dumb shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Oh, I think that's enough for one episode.
Yeah.
I hate to end it on the man shooting the woman. And I'm not laughing at the situation. I really am not.
This is one of them nervous things.
Yeah, I have no other reaction to that. Like, that's sickening.
Yeah, I got to go to work anyway.
All right, wait, what kind of...
So I'm on call. I got a meeting to facilitate in about an hour and a half.
Oh, that good IT life.
Man, that shit is crazy. I got to go home and go back to work. Yeah. It is what it is.
I got to go back to work after being out 2 days, which is normal. I hate doing it. I hate, like, being out and then having to go back.
Yeah, you got to play catch up.
You got to play catch up. And, you know, you feel like people looking at you like, what was he doing for 2 days? He hadn't been here for 2 days. I don't know. That's probably just me, but my paranoia. But let's close this one out. As usual, ttcharities.org. Please go check out the website. Donate what you can. Time, money, clothes, food, books, toys, a retweet, a repost, whatever you can. Just help out. I know Tavares always has programs going on to, you know, try to help our people, including the situation in Flint, which, you know, even with the news we gave last episode, there's still a lot to be done. So please contribute if you can. What else we got?
So we always talking about, you know, taking the bull by the horns, you know, investing in yourself, starting your businesses for yourself. So that's what my boy Alex actually did. We both know Alex actually. From the sports group.
Yeah.
So Alex went out, started his own business. That's exactly what he did. And he started his own hair company. So basically, you know, ladies, if you're looking to enhance your own natural beauty with Celebrity Hair Corp human hair extensions, you know, holla at Alex. He got everything you need and you pay no tax and it's free express shipping. So I mean, it's a win-win. You know, if you want to check him out, look him up at celebrityhaircorp.com. That's his website. And I mean, from what it looks like, it's some pretty reasonable rates. So if that's what you're in the shop for, you know, by all means, look them up.
Celebrity Hair Corp. All right, let's support each other.
Also, Flint, getting some clean water. It's going to be 3 years, but they're going to get some clean water.
It's coming. It's coming.
That's what she said.
All right. And on that note, yeah, let's get out of here.
Peace.
Peace.